The day after the Sandy Hook shootings, Shannon Watts founded the group Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. It started with a Facebook page. Now, Watts' campaign has 125,000 members in all 50 states. Right after Sandy Hook, she was part of a widespread effort to get a bill passed. That effort failed. She's been in Washington, D.C. this week trying to get lawmakers to focus on gun control and other reforms.
Even if they can't get a winning vote, we want a vote called again so that before the midterms, we have all legislators on record where they stand on common sense gun laws like background checks so that moms can make the right decision when they go to the polls for the midterms.
While Watts is in D.C., members of her organization are holding a nationwide event that honors victims of gun violence. One of those ceremonies will be at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Roswell. There, organizers will ring bells for victims. Piali Cole leads the Georgia chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America.
A lot of the conversation that has been going on has been controlled by organizations that are funded by gun manufacturers. And we think that the conversation has to be controlled by citizens.
Jerry Henry is the executive director of GeorgiaCarry.org. He says pushing for more legislation isn't effective because criminals won't pay attention.
With over 20,000 gun laws on the books, does anybody actually believe that one more law will stop it? Let's pass a law that says you can't kill anybody. Oh, wait, we've got one of those, don't we? How's that working?
According to the most recent data available from gunpolicy.org, there were more than 1,200 gun-related deaths in Georgia in 2010. John Lawrence, WABE News.